And I was at school, and Mama was excited when I come home. She told me, and she put salt and pepper on the open sill. Wasn't that cruel? That's cannibalism too. She inherited that from my ancestors. That's what they inherit, meanness.
Yeah.
But my grandpa was a minister. He wouldn't have a slave. That wasn't right to do. But with the South, after the war, they had plantations. They had to go ahead and earn a living, you see, and they needed help. And they got their laws. They burnt their plantations. The slaves went and stole the way up north, you know, underground, like that Roots tells you. Some of it's true, some ain't. But they got that hate in their life for them white people. They're radicals, you know. We gotta live it all out now. We was mean to them and all that, and we don't know nothing about it. So I tell them, I said, my family didn't. We never had no slaves, and my people were Christians. They didn't believe in that. But they brought these Dutch, I think from Holland, they went over to Africa and they steal these blacks, and they got a ship and brought them to America, to the island somewhere, you know, made slaves of them. They were mean, you gotta admit it. But we can't help that. But everything's being held against the white man today, see?
Yeah. Now, how would you build a fire in a fireplace? Back in the old days, did you ever have a house that had a fireplace?
Oh, yeah, we'd have coal. We'd buy $5 a weight of coal. That was a half a ton, I believe. That was plenty of coal. That would last you most of the winter. And you'd take some pine wood. Well, they used to sell, they'd cut it up in little sticks, like maybe 25 cents. I don't know, but around that price. It was cheap because living was cheap. You didn't get much salary, so you had a little cheap. And you'd cross them over like that, and you'd put the coal on top, and then you would see my mama do that, and then light it. Some people put a little coal oil on, but that would smell in the room, you see. We just had the pine wood or paper, anything to start the fire, and the coal would get burning. It was a beautiful fire when it got burning good, you know. And then they had poker sticks made of steel. And you'd poke in the ashes, would had a pan, of them. It was dirty living. You'd get a pan full of ashes, you had to dump that out the next morning, you'd dump it out in the backyard or in the dirt box or somewhere. And that used to be good for plants, they said, but I don't know all that. But the grape fire was the only way of heat we had, so it was nice. But it would dirty up the place, that smoke and that ashes would fly around, you'd have to dust the room plenty, you know. It was hard going. Then gas come in, then finally they have electric heat. But that's so thin, I don't know what we're going to do next winter with all the rules they're going to have. It looks like they want to knock out electricity and this nuclear power, which is dangerous, can blow up a whole city. They insisted on having that. We're living in a dangerous age now. We can all blow up someday, but you mustn't live on that. You just got to hope for the best, you see. But we got a dangerous age. That nuclear power is nothing to fool with. And that's why they're fighting it. You hear that on TV all the time, some people against it.
Yeah.
Well,
it
wakes me up an appetite talking to you like that now. Do you have any coffee here? I doubt if there's any left now. You don't like coffee, do you? You're a Southerner, you ought to like it.
Well,
coffee home?
Yeah, how do you like your coffee?
Half and half, not too strong. I like coffee with chicory in it. I don't like pure coffee. It's too weak. Yeah, right now you can hardly afford it because it takes twice as much pure coffee as chicory, you see. And then I make a pot of coffee every other day, and I put it in a bottle, a milk bottle or something, you see. And I heat it up, put some milk to it, heat it on the gas jet. Yeah, I have a cup of coffee. Sometimes I drink Coke. Sometimes I take glass of milk.